This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Shares on Japan's key stock exchange plummeted on Tuesday, highlighting investor fears about political turmoil in Washington and this month's massive losses on Wall Street. The Nikkei lost 1,000 points, about 5% of its value. The losses on the Nikkei were a spillover from Monday's down day in the U.S., continuing this month's run of near-daily losses, putting the U.S. markets on track for its worst December since the Great Depression. President Donald Trump is blaming the Federal Reserve. However, many analysts say that his rhetoric is partly to blame for the declining stock market in an otherwise healthy economy. The Associated Press' Warren Levinson reports from New York.
Usually, when you ask Wall Streeters what role Washington maneuvering is playing in the stock market, they shrug. This time, with stock prices relentlessly falling in the face of strong economic news, it's different. Jack Ablin is chief investment officer at Crescent Wealth Advisors.
I mean, I actually see no recession in sight, particularly in the U.S., and I think these actions are really undercutting a lot of the confidence that investors have with the people running the show.
The Dow Industrials dropped 653 points in a holiday-shortened trading session. Stocks last traded at this level in mid-2017. Warren Levinson, New York.
Riot police and soldiers were deployed across Sudan's capital Tuesday as protesters demanding the resignation of President Omar al-Bashir threatened to march on the presidential palace. The march follows a week of protests triggered by a sharp rise in bread prices and widespread shortages of food and fuel. Amnesty International said on Tuesday that it has credible reports that as many as 37 people have been shot since the protests began. This is VOA News. A hijacker with a knife drove a bus into pedestrians on Tuesday in southeastern China before being captured by police. At least five people were reportedly killed and another 21 injured in the afternoon attack in Longyan, south of Shanghai. A suicide attack in Libya targeted the country's foreign ministry in Tripoli on Tuesday, killing at least three. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. In his Christmas message to the city and the world, Pope Francis said his wish this year was for fraternity among individuals of every nation and culture and for a return to the traditional meaning of Christmas. Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
He urged the faithful to reflect on the real meaning of life. Standing before the manger, the Pope said, "We understand that the food of life is not material riches, but love, not gluttony, but charity."